Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. Glad you're with us and for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about some natural anti-germotics, which are going to boost your immune system, a thousandfold, actually. So we're going to talk about how we can do that for you. And also, for the second part of the show, John Monroe is going to be back. He's our natural vision expert from Dr. Banker's Group way out in Colorado. So he's going to be joining us for the second part of the show and, you know, checking with me, see how I'm doing with my vision plan. I'm working with him using my herbal eye wash and his exercise eye vision kit, and we're just going to see where we are. And we do have a quack report. It's brief, but we got one. But before we get to that, big salute and semper fi to all our military. We're praying for our righteous men and women in uniform and all of America every day. don't know about you, but I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, asking for righteous leadership across this great country of ours. Oh, yeah, we got enough troubles. We just don't need them from within, do we? Mm-mm. So I hope you can join me, lift America up in prayer. And, you know, if God will to get us out of this mess, then that's what will happen. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Let's see, in the Quacker, they say depression in men they think may be linked to a folic acid deficiency. Men who don't get enough folic acid in their diets more susceptible to being depressed, according to some studies. You know, folic acid is the dietary form of your vitamin B9. It's found in your green leafy vegetables, your citrus fruit, beans, legumes, yeast, nutritional yeast, and so on. But folic acid is processed by the body into folate, which is its active form. It plays a number of critical functions. It sustains your health. It helps with blood pressure, and it helps with critical thinking, especially in the early phases of pregnancy. It's real important for babies, for mama to have folic acid. Well, way back in the 70s, some studies indicated that depression, psychiatric patients that were depressed had lower folate levels than non-depressed people. So the studies have, you know, come in recently to confirm that. A 2003 study found that low dietary intake of folic acid had a 67% higher risk of developing depression. So a large research review that was conducted by the University of York in Hull York Medical School found that 11 separate studies involving participants with low blood levels of folate, they were associated with higher rates of depression. So get out there and get some more veggies into that diet, if you will. If you're having trouble, hey, ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs to send you their Body Foundation food mix. That's nutrition all the way around. All right, moving along in the quack report, last but not least, by the way, biotech is exposed. Apparently, genetically modifying corn doesn't contain the same amount of nutrition as regular conventional corn. Yeah, this is a report regarding the nutritional density of your genetically modifying corn crops, which, you know, pretty much demolishes the claim that GMOs are just the same equivalent nutrition. No, they're not. A 2012 nutritional analysis, it was a comparison of GMO corn versus non-GMO corn, and it revealed that your GMO corn is lacking in vitamins and minerals compared to the regular non-GMO corn. And the GMO corn was full of highly toxic chemicals like glyphosate, which is your Roundup. The report was shared by D-Dell Seed Company out of Canada, only non-GMO corn seed supplier, and they obtained the report from Minnesota-based agricultural company called Profit Pro. I guess I get Profit Pro. And anyway, your GMO corn 20 times going to be. I mean, your regular corn is 20 times richer in nutrient, they said. I've given up on the corn basically because I can't find they say natural and stuff like that, but if it's got to say non-GMO for me to buy it. Otherwise, I just bypass the corn altogether. No mace for me. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. I know we had a little of a bridged quacker today, but, you know, because I got all this information that I want to impart to you regarding the antigermotics to help you with your immunity, because one of the most widely used antibiotics has been penicillin, okay? So we're continuing our series on how we can boost our immunity and get ready for those killer plagues that are on the way. So one of the most widely used antibiotics, as you know, is penicillin. In 1928, Sir Alexander Fleming was working at St. Mary's Hospital in London, and he discovered how a derivative of mold, the penicillin mold fungus, destroyed colonies of bacteria like your staphylococcus or your staph. So Fleming observed chemical warfare on a microscopic scale. And he reasoned that there was an antibacterial agent in that mold. So it took medicine nearly 12 years to isolate the active component of the mold to develop the first antibiotic known as penicillin. And in 1939, British scientists, they turned to scientists at Oxford University and the U.S. military to help them find a way to mass produce and test penicillin. So the strain of penicillin they used came from a moldy cantaloupe found at the Peoria market. So in the lab in Peoria, a fermentation process was used to speed the growth of the fungi to make much larger amounts of the mold, and voila, you have the beginnings of a killer drug-resistant superbug right there. That's what happened. That's what happened when you got penicillin going and other antibiotics. We got superbugs. Let's talk about the clinical trials. Because by 1943, scientists could manufacture penicillin 10 times faster than they could before, which made the price of the drug drop from $20 a dose to 55 cents per dose. However, now they needed a clinical trial. They needed a group of humans to test it on. So how convenient that World War II was underway and soldiers were pouring into army hospitals. To be more specific, the Allied soldiers wounded on D-Day were the test group. Yes, penicillin saved many lives, and Nobel Prizes were handed out to those involved in the development of the world's first wonder drug. And the Peoria lab was designated as an International Historic Chemical Landmark. So while Medical Hall of Fame awards were and pats on the back were commencing, guess what? The bacteria were already showing signs of resistance. So within just 4 years, the penicillin use on Staphylococcus, the staph infection, known to cause pneumonia and toxic shock syndrome, was already resistant. Okay, the penicillin no longer going to work. Let's talk about medicine exploiting all this, because when scientists developed the first antibiotic, they unknowingly, majority of them didn't know that they were opening Pandora's box. So they took a chemical substance that is produced by one organism and they made it destructive to another organism. So all this boils down to a process of life being used to destroy life. And a scientist by the name of Dorothy Hodgkin, she used X-rays to map the structure of over 100 molecules in penicillin, which later led to the development of other antibiotics. So it wasn't long before scientists and doctors were on the slippery slope of developing more antibiotics to kill different species of bacteria that were mutating and being resistant. So in 1943, streptomycin was developed for the tuberculosis bacterium. In 1955, tetracycline was developed as a broad-spectrum antibacterial. In 1957, nystatin was supposed to cure fungal infections. And in 1981, amoxicillin was the first semi-synthetic antibiotic made with natural and synthetic ingredients. Did you know that? It was kind of like a synthetic drug. Well, you know, the discovery of antibiotics turned out to be a double-edged sword. And what started out saving many lives from bacterial infections has years later put humanity behind the eight ball. So the drugs themselves can no longer save us from the mutating bacteria. And the development of viral drugs and vaccines is now on medicine's agenda. Will they do to viruses what they did to bacteria? Even if the viruses don't mutate, generations of people have very weak immune systems, mainly because of the wonder drugs, childhood inoculations, and those yearly flu vaccines. Not to mention, you know, the food kind of not being very healthy. All right, let's talk about some ancient answers, because it is a fact that the ancient Egyptians, the Chinese, and Central American Indians used mold on infected wounds. Yeah. They didn't know how the mold worked as an antibacterial to help clear the infection. They just knew it did it. They also did not use an elaborate process of artificially fermenting the mold, manipulating its chemical molecules, or purify the mold as modern science has. So you can get a glimpse of how the ancient mold therapy was applied with Milton Wainwright's article titled Molds in Ancient and More Recent Medicine. It was published by the Department of Microbiology at the University of Sheffield in London. And you can pick up this article if you go to the website fungiforschools.org, and you can search for the mold report. Cool. Now, here's something that the ancient Indians would say. They'd say, if you are sick, reach out your hand, because they said healing herbs grow where they are needed. So wherever you are when you're sick, they say your antidote's right next to you. Let's talk about chimpanzees for a minute. Yeah. Chimps are aware of the herbs that work. I know. This is crazy. But yeah, monkeys and chimpanzees, they know which plants to use when they get sick. And they know which plants to use to prevent getting sick. This is cool. This is documented. Because they will pick the leaves and eat roots of bitter plants like the Verona Amelia delinea plant. Common name is ironweed. And they use that to balance their digestion. So a troop of chimps living in the Gombe National Park will once a month get up extra early, earlier than usual in the morning, and the whole bunch of them will walk 2 miles past their favorite fruit trees to a patch of sunflowers called Aspilla. Aspilla is, they look like sunflowers, okay. And the chimps will examine the leaves, and they'll avoid broken leaves. And then they'll take the whole leaves, and they'll swallow them whole. They won't chew them. So why do they do this ritual every month? Well, the chimps know that the leaves improve digestion and keep parasites away. The leaves were studied, and they contain thiobutyrene A, which is a sulfur oil in the leaf, and that kills disease-causing bacteria, fungi, and parasitic worms. Recent studies link this oil to having anti-cancer action. And scientists and zookeepers, they want to know why the chimps avoided eating the broken leaves and swallowed the leaves whole. Why didn't they chew them? Well, a chemist at the University of California, Irvine, and a Harvard anthropologist did a chemical analysis on the leaves. And they found in order for the oil in the leaf to be effective to release its medicinal properties, it had to do it in the intestines and not in the mouth or the stomach. So the chimps in Uganda's Kibale Forest do the same thing, and they swallow the leaves whole of the Rubia cordifolia plant, since they don't have Aspilla cornflower there. It doesn't grow there, but they found something else. Works just as good. Isn't that crazy? Well, I want to talk about real quickly some herbal antigermotics, because many herbs contain antibacterial properties known to devastate viruses and bacteria, including strep or streptococcus, gram-negative bacteria, which causes sepsis or blood poisoning, and even killer bacteria known as MRSA. So author Dr. William Lee, He wrote the book, The Killer Plagues to Come, and he states that, quote, the killer superbugs are overwhelmed with the natural bacterial and viral fighting ability of these herbs, which are hundreds of times more sophisticated than any antibiotic, end of quote. We're going to go over these herbs in just a minute. Okay, so here are a few herbs that will work with your immune system without suppressing it. And it'll do what the wonder drugs can't, okay? The first one he mentions, and I agree, is garlic. Garlic contains sulfur compounds, which kill bacteria like your staph or streptococcus, your gram-negative species of bacteria, pneumonia, salmonella, staph, and MRSA. So garlic also will kill viruses like herpes simplex, rhinoviruses, and influenza. And if you want to check that out, the Planta Medicia 1992 scientific edition has reports on that. So garlic pretty much is God's antibiotic. Think about it. Bacteria and viruses have not been able to develop an immunity to it for thousands of years. Now, the next one is the astragalus root. It will stimulate immune system. It'll give the immune system energy, and it'll do it four different ways. This is so cool. First, on a cellular level, the astragalus root is going to enhance your metabolism. It's also going to delay cell aging and prolong the life of your cell, making it have more energy. It's more energy efficient. So astragalus root makes your metabolism more energy efficient. Isn't that great? Okay, secondly, it's going to boost the protein synthesis in your liver to improve nutrition and increase energy. Thirdly, now remember, now the liver, don't forget, the liver is one of those organs that helps to eradicate pathogens, so bacterial and viral residues, debris, if you will. So your liver is important, so it's going to help the liver. Thirdly, it stimulates your immune system to work more efficiently. And lastly, it restores superior function to the adrenal cortex, enhancing overall metabolism. Isn't that great? All this will slam dunk your foreign pathogens that aren't supposed to be in your body. And they're going to put the brakes on any killer superbugs right there. So, in other words, your immune system and cells will feel young again and will kick some serious viral and bacterial butt. That's what it'll do. Now, Chinese research also shows that those suffering from viral heart disease, so if you have heart disease that's from a virus and the tissue tends to get scar tissue, the Chinese research says that the astragalus root, you'll benefit from that because it can reverse that scarring. Isn't that great? The next on the list is the echinacea root. It's going to stimulate your immune system. We've known this, right? We've talked about this all the time. It strengthens also its resistance to viruses, bacteria, mold, and fungi. So echinacea root will strengthen your own immune system and its resistance to these pathogens. So Dr. Norman Farnsworth, he's a research in pharmacological science at the University of Illinois. He states that echinacea root is an efficient immune-stimulating herb. Taking every 2 hours when you're sick will mobilize your immunity to be resistant to infection, reduce symptoms, and shorten duration of illness. So he says it's the polysaccharides in echinacea, at least that's one of the components of it, that will stimulate the production of the killer T cells known as macrophages. And these are made by the thousands, okay, flooding your system, right? And they run through your system gobbling up the infection like Pac-Man on steroids. So research now shows that echinacea helps the immune system code antibodies for future exposure to disease. So it kind of helps your immune system remember this stuff. Isn't that great? And lastly, I mean, there's a bunch of immune-boosting herbs, but I didn't have time to go through, all of them, but I'm hitting the top ones. Ginseng root offers an adaptogen property that will offer the immune system more resistance to the damage brought on by physical, biological, and chemical stress. So if you're under stress, ginseng is your herb. I'd layer it with some astragalus root. Okay? If you're sick, add the garlic and the echinacea. So the ginseng, though, will assist your filtering organs, like your liver and your kidneys. It'll assist those filtering organs to remove the infectious debris from the body, so shorten the duration of your illness, get over it quickly. Isn't that great? I love it. Now, Dr. William Lee says this, herbs can turn your body into a vast germ-slaughtering machine. I believe it. A thousandfold difference. You can make it. You can make your immune system a thousandfold stronger. You can rebuild an immune system even. That's a thousand times stronger than the average person that's taken drugs and vaccines. So foods and herbs provide you with powerful anti-germotic and antiviral protection. And, you know, God can't lie. And he said herbs are meat and here for the service of man. You can look it up in Genesis and Psalms, Psalms 104, Genesis first chapter. And, you know, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. The folks there will send you a free product catalog. You have choices and very powerful choices. So now is the time to boost your immune system, to be prepared for any killer plagues to come. You can call Apothecary Herbs now toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's the international number, 704-885-0277. Or just visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's the official website for Apothecary Herbs, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So you can check out their herb kits, immune system formulas, the vitamin vault, the big savings plan if you're stocking up. But, you know, take advantage of last year's prices because they have a little bit of a price increase going into effect on the 30th of April, and a new product catalog's on the way. So check it out and do your due diligence. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Hey, if you've got your backup food and water and currency, if you've been calling Melanie Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver and you got all that taken care of, that's great. Got your backup ammo, self-defense ammo. What about your backup immune system ammo? You got that covered? Hope so. We can help you at Apothecary Herbs if you want. You can stock up a little at a time, or you can take care of a big package deal if you want. Just give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get going. Yep, because time is a waste and you're burning daylight, as they say. Oh, my goodness. And if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters, The American Survival and The Health Quest. You'll get great information from various authors on health and healing, financial market information. Health Quest is all about herb secrets, though, and it's, you'll get discount coupons to use on the powerherbs.com website, or if you phone in an order, you can use it there. And that way you'll get empowered, be healthier, and save money. It's great. It's all free, too. Go out every week. American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want the Health Quest, you can sign up tonight. Also, if you want to find the best place to get your discount gold and silver, call Melanie Cedarstrom at discount. Toll-free number for Melanie, 800-375-4188. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. Tell her I sent you. Well, I see by the clock we got to take a little bit of a break, but we're going to be talking with John Monroe, our natural vision expert. He's going to check in with me. I've been doing my thing with trying to reverse my nearsightedness. So he's going to see where we are. And he's going to help you with your vision issues, you know, macular degeneration, floaters, cataracts, whatever it is. John is the man. And he'll be able to give us lots of information on all that when we come back from this brief break. So while we're on the break, go to the powerherbs.com website and kind of cruise around. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll be glad you did. Be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
That's right. We're going to improve your vision. Absolutely. We have one of our wellness experts back, John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado. He's been with us before and always full of vast information about, improving vision, whatever it is. And so, of course, Dr. Banker's Home Study Vision Improvement Kit, John is going to tell us all about that. It's a self-help vision care package. So it helps you concentrate on your lifestyle changes, brings back everything into balance, and you can see more clearly. Welcome to the show, John. How you doing?
Oh, doing real good today. Just a little busy, and I was sitting here waiting for you.
Well, I appreciate you making time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And well, let's just jump into the update on what I'm doing, because I was telling folks periodically that I'm working with your vision kit and with you. I'm using, of course, my herbal eye wash as well. And I kind of took a little break, okay, for a little bit. I'm back in the saddle.
Plus you have a good diet.
Yes. And so I'm back in the saddle, and I'm using my herbal eye wash and, of course, using the exercises that are recommended in your vision care kit. Excellent kit, folks, full of information for every eye problem you can think of, plus some really great suggestions on, you know, improving your lifestyle and your diet. But anyway, I just want to point out, because you made this comment to me off the air a while back, that it's okay to take a break, you know. So, right. And that's what I did, folks. I took a little time off from, you know, working on my vision. Now I'm back to it. So just to let people know, we started with a -4 in nearsightedness, and we're holding steady at the -250, but we're making progress there. So I have good days and bad days, John. So can you explain what that may be? Would it be like, you know, if my day is filled with more stress, it'll affect my vision? Yeah, okay.
Stress levels, if you get enough sleep, you know, anxiety, just all that stuff can affect your eyesight, things you're eating. Everybody's vision fluctuates, you know, day to day. And not just your nearsightedness, you don't use reading glasses anymore, right?
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, when I started, I had bifocals, okay?
Right.
And I don't have those anymore. It is amazing. So
yeah, the reading vision clears up pretty quickly, so you can get out of readers and bifocals and trifocals, progressive lenses pretty quickly.
Yeah, so that improves first. And, because there's a lot of exercises in your vision care kit that help you target those muscles that improve that vision.
But you also have some of our acupressure lights, right, the little flashlights?
Right, and I kind of took a break from them because I think I overdid it once.
You want to use the blue light for the nearsightedness. That loosens the muscles. And, you know, the different acupressure points. It also goes, besides eye exercises, there's acupressure points you work with and reflexology points on the bottom of your feet and your ears, your diet. There's a lot of other techniques in there you can use. You know, just soaking your feet in a tub of hot water for half an hour with some Epsom salt. You know, that can help improve your eyesight, your distance.
That's
vision.
Very cool, and that's easy to do, not expensive either. Well,
right.
Tell the folks that are listening that if you had a top 5 or a top 10 list of do not eat foods that affect your vision, what would they be?
Well, there's a lot of things, but in your foods, animal fats, sugar, of course, all your artificial stuff, you know, and artificial flavorings and colorings, you know, the corn syrup, GMO, you want to stay away from GMO foods. But coffee and regular tea are high in tannic acid, so stay away from those. And then, of course, alcohol and cigarettes. And you also want to have a good environmental situation, you know, clean air, clean water. People who live in big cities with a lot of air pollution, you know, I find that they get a lot of eye infections and eye disorders from the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your environment's important, too, the kind of water you're drinking. You just want clean water. You should never drink tap water. You should always filter your water at least. But I think distilled water is the best if you're taking vitamins and minerals. Distilled water has really nothing in it.
Right.
And I found out you can take seawater and you can boil it and distill it, and you can make fresh water from it.
Mm. Well, we use distilled water to use with our eye wash formula to rinse the eye, because we call it an empty water, as you pointed out. There's nothing in it, and it just seems to carry the herbal properties of the eye formula better. So, well,
there's no chlorine. There's no chlorine. There's no what's the other stuff they're putting in there? The fluoride. You know, all that stuff comes out when they boil it and distill it, and they just take the steam and make the water from it.
Right.
And
your
body doesn't absorb minerals that come from rocks and shells. You know, you want your minerals from vegetables and fruits and nuts and grains.
Sure. Absolutely. So, well, working with you, you know, kind of makes me look at things a little differently when it comes to eye vision health, eye care.
Right.
One of the things that, you know, kind of made me stand back and go, huh, never thought of it that way. I should have, is, you know, that your eyeglasses are kind of like a crutch. And it doesn't strengthen the eye at all, but it actually makes it worse.
Basically, just helps the symptom.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't go to the, you know, it doesn't help the cause of the problem. It just helps you see better, you know.
Right.
But the problem that's causing you not to see good just continues on and gets worse, and that's where you can develop eye problems from it. So over time, yeah, you can develop cataracts and glaucoma from using reading glasses and bifocals and trifocals, progressive lenses. After about 10 years of using those, you can start developing the cataracts and glaucoma. And then people that get too near farsighted over time, as their prescriptions get stronger and stronger, they're becoming more blind, and your eye's becoming more oblong-shaped. It's getting more egg-shaped. It's being squeezed by the six outer eye muscles that move your eye around. They tighten up and hold tension, and they squeeze the eye, and it becomes more egg-shaped. And if it gets too egg-shaped, too elongated, like say your prescription's a minus 8 or higher, you're prone to having a detached retina or retinal tear or developing floaters from the nearsightedness and farsightedness.
So is floaters an indication that you could be prime for a retina tear?
Right. Also, you get floaters from the eye being too dehydrated inside. What the floater is, it's this jelly. There's a coat of this jelly that sits on top of the retina. The retina is the inner lining of your eye. It's about the thickness of tissue paper. And on top of it is a thin coating of this jelly called vitreous gel. And it's kind of like Vaseline. And then the rest of your eye is full of a liquid that's kind of like egg white. It's called aqueous humor. So when you see a little black dot or maybe a little hair or something floating around in your visual field, that's called a floater. And it's some of that vitreous gel is broken loose and it's floating around in your eye.
And the thing is, you know, I don't think doctors take the time to explain that to you.
Dr. Banker did.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about your eye doctor, you know. They just
Well, they're just trained to do a surgical procedure.
Right.
That's what they do all day. They don't do research and study on eye diseases and eye problems and what's causing these problems and how to reverse them. They just sit there and do surgery. They, you know, that's their job. And sometimes, you know, these problems get to a point where, you know, you might have to have surgery to try and improve your condition and just hope you don't have any bad side effects from it.
Right. Well, I mean, because I can remember asking my eye doctor about floaters, and he just said, "Oh, it's just a sign of age. That's all."
Well, that's all they tell you. It's old age. That's all they can come up with. But that's not what it is. Dr. Banker was like the Birdman of Alcatraz with bird diseases, you know. And,
wow.
Well, he studied all these.
Tell the folks how important it is to get proper circulation to the eye. How does that affect our vision if we don't get enough circulation there?
Well, the inner lining of your eye is the retina, and the blood vessels that come into the retina are the size of a human hair, the diameter. They're very small blood vessels, and that's how your kidneys are. They have very tiny blood vessels in them, and if they get full of plaque and calcium, you know, blood cell clumping is another problem. You know, it cuts down on blood flow into the retina, and that's where the cells can start dying and swelling up. You know, they're not getting enough blood, oxygen, and nutrition into the retina. And that's where you have your macular degeneration problems, diabetic retinopathy, different retinal problems that people develop, retinitis pigmentosa, that's a, you know, retinal problem. There's macular dystrophy, that's where the retina is actually just diminishing and going away in spots. You can develop macular holes in the retina. So there's a lot of these problems that just happen to the retina. And like I said, the blood vessels, they come into the retina. They're the size of a human hair. They're very tiny. So it's real important that they have good blood flow through them so you get enough blood and oxygen into the retina.
Well, okay, so we're going to improve the circulation there. There are lots of herbs that you can do to improve that. including that eye wash I mentioned. That's important. But
right.
the other thing I wanted to ask you is that, you know, I don't know how many times I've talked to people over the years, and mostly recently, I have a couple of them that said that, you know, they're tired of their glasses. They're very nearsighted, like a negative 6, 7, and 8, right? So they go to the doctor for, you know, to get assessed for the eye surgery, and they're told they're not a good candidate. Explain why they wouldn't be a good candidate. What are some of the reasons they wouldn't be a good candidate?
Well, if they're going to have LASIK surgery, they check your cornea. That's like the clear bulging part of your eye that sticks out over the iris. And the cornea has to be a certain thickness before they can do LASIK surgery. So if your cornea is not thick enough, you're not a good candidate for the surgery.
Okay. So I've told people that, you know, if I were them, I'd give you a call. And I think a lot of people have called you.
I've been getting some calls. We do radio shows all over the country, and I get calls from your show. And the thing about the eyes is basically what we do is for all ages. You know, little kids to people in their 90s can do this. And if you just take a few minutes a day and work on some of this and clear up your problem, and after you've gotten out of your glasses and learned how to, you know, stop damaging the muscles, you don't have to do this as often. You know, it's not a thing you have to do every day all the time. I mean, once you clear the problem up, you don't have to do it as much.
Well, I've noticed that. You know, once you get those eye muscles strengthened again, that should be strengthened, then once you stop, it's not like, you know, your eyes are going to deteriorate immediately. So it has staying power. That's what I like
right.
about it.
How long have you been out of your reading glasses, your bifocals?
Almost a year, I'd say.
Yeah. And have you been doing those exercises for your reading vision that much?
I mean, I love the, I think you call them the pencil push-ups, where
right,
you kind of, that is so easy now, you know, because that's not a problem. So I got to work on the other muscles now.
Really works. If people would just, you know, quit thinking this doesn't work, or a lot of people ask their doctor about this, and they'll just say, I don't know anything about it, or, you know, that doesn't work, or because they don't know anything about this. They just know how to do cataract surgery or glaucoma surgery or, you know, detached retina surgery, or, you know, they just prescribe glasses for, you know, optometrist, and then ophthalmologists do all the eye surgery. So they really don't know about this stuff. You know, they're trained to do surgery. Mm-hmm. So they're not really going to know what to tell you about this. And
well,
let's
say we got some people out there, John, listening that maybe have had some kind of eye surgery.
Right.
Would you say those folks still can benefit from your vision care kit?
Well, the problem with LASIK surgery, people will call me and say, I had LASIK surgery 3 years ago, and now my eyes are getting blurry again, and it's because the outer muscles that move your eye around have tightened up some more and changed the shape of the eye. So, you know, people will get the kit and work with it, and they get back to 20/20 like they did when they had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they can get benefit from it. And people with eye diseases, other problems. But the big thing about it, if you don't even wear glasses, you can work with this kit, and you'll never have glasses. You won't have eye diseases. You can prevent all these problems from happening. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to get hit in the eye or hit your head or, you know, have some accident that could mess you up. But basically, this is all about preventing these problems from even occurring. And then when you have problems with your eyes, it's about reversing those problems and improving your eyesight.
Well, I know you do, you know, workshops, expos and stuff. Do you ever encounter, some of the more elderly patients that have had cataract surgery but, you know, still having issues? Are they benefiting from using your home vision kit?
Well, when somebody has had cataract surgery and they had lenses put in their eye, they cannot improve their reading vision. Unless you have the toric lens, which helps you see up close and far away, you know, so you can read up close, they do make a lens that helps you read small print. But once you've had lenses put in, you either have the lens that you can read with or you have to wear reading glasses. So you cannot improve your reading vision with our kit if you've had cataract surgery. But you can improve your distance vision if you're nearsighted and stuff. because people have cataract surgery and then a few years go by and then their eyes can start getting blurry again because they're being tightened up by those muscles and it's changing the shape of the eye and it's throwing their vision off.
Right.
So if you have cataract lenses or you've had LASIK surgery, over time your vision can start getting blurry again and you can improve that with our kit.
Well, okay, so let's say, you know, some of the folks out there listening might be interested in going to one of your workshops. Explain what
that would entail.
Yeah.
Well, I have some workshops coming up and an expo, and basically the workshops are from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. We take a break for lunch from 1 to 2, and I usually do them in a nice hotel with a meeting room, and we do the workshop there. And basically, we go through the whole program and show people how to do this and work with them and show them how to do the exercises and the acupressure. And we cover the whole kit and a lot of other good information at the workshop that's not in the kit on other problems like cancer and diabetes, high blood pressure, weight loss, arthritis. And people start seeing better right there at the workshop. I mean, I've had people that have presbyopia. That's trouble reading the small print. It's called presbyopia. I've even had people right at the workshop walk out of there seeing 20/20.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing stuff. And I have an expo coming up on April 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month. And that's at the it's in San Francisco, California. And it's at the Concourse Exhibition Center. That's downtown near 8th Street and Bryant. And it's a big health expo. So we're going to be there all weekend. We have a booth there, and we'll be exhibiting. Our booth number is 833, and that's called the New Living Expo. And I'm doing a lecture on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. in room 7. So it's a big lecture area they have there. It probably has 100 seats or more. And newlivingexpo.com, that's their website. You can read all about it. If there's anybody out there in the San Francisco area, that's where we're going to be at the end of the month. You can come and see us. And then we have a workshop coming up in San Francisco on Saturday, June 8th. And we do that at the Americana Hotel. That's at 7th Street and Mission. It's not too far from the Concourse Exhibition Center. So that's where our next expo is. And then we have some other workshops coming up. We have one in Seattle, Washington on May 18th. That's a Saturday, and that's in Seattle, Washington. So if anybody in the Seattle area is hearing us and would like to go to that workshop, they can get a hold of us.
Well, and okay, so they could go. They could find a lot of this information. If they can't remember all everything you just said, they could go to drbanker.com.
Yeah, it's drbanker.com. And you just enter the site, and if you click our seminar button up on the left of the home page, it shows where our workshops and our expos are, the address. There's a map you can click on. And we have a workshop coming up in a few other places. We have one in New York City on July 27th, and we have one in Long Island, in Uniondale, Long Island. That's on the 13th of July. And we're also doing one in San Antonio, Texas, even, coming up June 22nd. And I think we're even putting one together in Boston, Massachusetts on August 10th. So we have different cities we're doing these in.
And,
so
and
if
they,
anybody
and
out
they can,
there...
Yeah, and they,
yeah.
Can, they can come. I guess there's a fee for the workshop, and that includes the home care vision kit, right?
Right. You get the kit and the 8-hour workshop together. Some people just order the kit and learn how to do it. And if you have any questions on anything, you can call me at the office here. And there's no charge or anything to talk to us. You can call and ask questions and see what we're doing. And I'm usually in my office 10 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night, Monday through Saturday. I'm on Mountain Time here in Boulder.
Right.
And the office number is 303-494-4532, and that number is on our website, too. So anybody out there, just feel free to call me if you need anything or have any questions or would like to attend some of these.
Is there pricing up there on the website so people can get an idea?
Well, when you click the seminar page on our website to look at where our expos and workshops are, at the top of the page it says workshop description, and you can click on that and read about the workshop, and it has, you know, what the fee is and all the information's in there on our website. Or you can just call me.
Yeah, well, and I know for a fact your fees are very reasonable. I mean,
right.
This is the gift of, you know, vision health. I mean, it's cheaper than a mainstream medicine. I mean, it's cheaper than a pair of glasses, for crying out.
Yeah, all these things are just going to go up. You know, eye surgeries, it's about $12,000 to do a cataract surgery. And, glasses are getting more expensive.
Right, and that's the thing I want to remind folks out there, you know, somebody out there saying, well, yeah, I'd love to improve my vision, but my goodness, as I work on it, I'm going to have to get new glasses or contacts, and that's expensive.
Right.
So you have a solution for that. Tell the folks what they can do.
Well, if you're just improving your reading vision, you can go to the drugstore and get reading glasses. You know, as you improve your vision, you have to, your eyesight and stuff, you have to reduce the prescription in your lenses or you won't be able to see good through them. So you can get reading glasses at the drugstore. If you're nearsighted or have bifocals, you can order those online for like $30 for the lenses and the frames. And they're very good glasses.
They are.
And
they have specials, too, where you can like order two pair. And what I've been doing is I'll order the current lens that I need, and then I'll go down a half a opter because as I improve. So then I got my next pair of glasses already to slide on my face when my vision is improving. It's awesome.
Well, basically, you can call them or just go on their website, and you put your information from your prescription in there, and you just lower your diopter. It'll say like minus 5.0. Well, you might lower it to minus 4.50.
Right.
And they'll make these for you and send them to you in the mail, and they're great glasses, and you can save a lot of money.
They are very high-quality glasses. I was really surprised.
You were ordering them.
Yeah, and, you know, you could get you can get the anti-glare and all those
bells. Yeah, UV protection, anything you want.
Yeah,
Ones where they get dark, you know, when you're outside, they get light.
Yeah, the transitional.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can get a nice pair of transitional lenses, anti-scratch, anti-glare for like $65.
Well, one of those sites is called EyeBuy Direct, and it's EyeBuyDirect.
Right.
So it's EyeBuyDirect.com. And another one is Zenni Optical, and I believe it's ZINNIOptical.com. That's another one.
Awesome.
So you can,
well, we're
you
just
can
about
Google
out
those.
Of time, John, and people, you can go to their website, drbanker.com, drbanker.com, to check out where John's going to be and, you know, take a workshop or go to the expo or give him a call at his office number at
We have the, go ahead.
303-494-4532, 303-494-4532, but remember, he's Mountain Time.
Right.
Well, Johnny, you've been a delight and full of lots of great information. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome stuff. I mean, it is the gift of vision, and it's not that expensive, you know? I mean, I can remember going to the eye doctor, and what do they want, $400 for a pair of glasses? I'm like, yeah. And John's kit, way cheaper than that. So, folks, eye layer with the herbal eye wash that we make at Apothecary Herbs that gets more circulation to the eye, cleanses the eye. By the way, it's great for the allergy sticky eye. Don't forget that. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for that, 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, and ask for herbal eyewash. Hey, I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.